Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's get to extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with news about what's happening in the Lincoln Yards. So does this new developer mean the plans have changed completely, Seamus?
Yes, I think that's a fair way of saying it. Good morning, Bob. The Lincoln Yards project is something I feel like we've talked about for about 10 years now. Because of its significance to the north side, this would be about 60 acres of development right along the Chicago River between about Webster and North Avenue. It had been a multi-billion dollar project with tons of city money flowing into it. Very controversial because of the amount of money going into it, the density of it. It was going to be apartments and office towers and really just a whole different look to the Chicago River on the north side. But what happened is, lots gone on in the past 5 years since this pushed through city council. The funding for a lot of it has fallen apart, and the developer Sterling Bay lost control of half of the property. And the big twist now is that half was a deal to sell it off to a different developer went through, was announced yesterday, and now they say they have a whole new plan for what they're going to do for the 31 acres on the north side of it. So it sounds a little similar to what Lincoln Yards was hoping to do, but it's not going to be a big, huge project together, and we'll see how much of this gets done. But they're talking about apartments, condos, homes, stores, just sort of a whole new neighborhood there. Some of the buildings could be as high as 30 stories, and so we'll see. This now has to all get reapproved, so I think we could be talking about it for another 10 years, and we certainly don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the property. But yes, the giant glistening city that was going to be built along the north branch of the Chicago River, it's now very much up in the air, but there is a new path for at least part of it that could bring some development in the coming years.
Now we move to an undisclosed Ravenswood Alley and tavern style pizza. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is a fun one. It's been going on now for 5 years, actually. A guy by the name of John Carruthers, who's a great guy. He's not a chef by nature, but he's very good at making tavern-style pizza. So what he's been doing is on Instagram, he posts what he's going to make, and then people can order it online or bid on it online, and he'll send you directions to his undisclosed, he says, semi-legal pizza pop-up in his alley. And he gives all the money then to local charities. He picks a bunch of different charities locally and donates them. He's almost at $100,000 he's raised since he started doing this. And he's got a promotion to try to push himself over the $100,000 mark. And this one is, he's going to be his best pizza ever. He says it's got a 60-day dry-aged ribeye from Publican Quality Meats that he's going to turn into Italian beef. He's going to put caviar on it. He's going to put a bunch of different things, and he's hoping someone will just step up and give a huge donation for it to get to $100,000. So at right now he needs about $3,200. So it's going down as more pizza orders come in, but right now he's saying if you want to get this the best pizza you'll ever have with the Italian beef treatment, it's about $3,200. He's on his Instagram page, Nachos and Lager is John's page. But yeah, just a good guy. He doesn't keep any of this money. He sends it all to different food banks. This one would be going to the Friendship Center, which is a Northside food pantry. So just kind of fun. It's sort of like tongue-in-cheek a little bit because he is running this out of his alley. But I haven't had one of John's pizzas, but they look I've seen the pictures on Instagram and they look delicious. He knows what he's doing. He's been recruited to some cooking shows, national cooking shows, and he's been featured all over the country because of this fun effort he does in his alley.
I'm sure he'll get to the goal. More at blockclubchicago.org, including the story of the West Ridge Y and their problems reopening. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.